And a good morning. Great to have you with us on this Wednesday morning. And joining us right now in the Vegas Today KXNT Live Line is Todd Crandall. He is has got an organization called Racing for Recovery, which helps people all over the world overcome addiction through healthy and holistic living. He's been through it, and he's trying to help a lot of others. Todd, thanks for being with us this morning here on Vegas at 8.
I am honored to be on with you today. What's up?
Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about your road to recovery. You were involved in drug addiction and alcoholism for 13 years. A lot of people battle those particular demons on a regular basis. You were involved with heroin, coke, alcohol, and a lot of other things. But you quit cold turkey, and a lot of people think that that's impossible. It's ridiculous, and a lot of people need to, they have to wean themselves off slowly. How did you do it cold turkey? What was your impetus?
I appreciate this question. I made a cognizant choice after 13 years of making a choice with my mom's suicide from her addiction by using drugs and alcohol. Those were choices I made to use drugs, and I finally got to the point where I simply said, I do not want to choose this life anymore. I made a cognizant decision to put it down, and I have been sober for over 30 years now. It's been, wow. It was the best decision I ever made.
I totally understand that. A lot of people say, though, that they need to detox, you know, that it's in their system and they can't do it cold turkey. I mean, what do you say to some of those people? I mean, do you understand that some people have to detox slowly, or do you say that the way to do it is just to go cold turkey and go through what you have to go through?
No, I want to make this crystal clear to the audience. I'm saying, as a licensed professional clinical counselor, that any medical issues that arise, I constantly refer out. I'm simply saying, for my start on my journey of sobriety, I went cold turkey. Could I have used detox? Possibly. I just didn't do it. I was probably too sick to even go to detox at that point. So I just detoxed in my grandma's basement, you know, had, you know, bodily fluids coming out of various parts of our body. And I knew that it was going to be a few days of a hardship. And then I knew I was going to have the rest of my life to embrace it. And I did. So I just looked at it as, this is something I put myself into, I got to get myself out of, and I did that. However, I do want to say that, yes, there are certain types of drugs and or severe alcoholism that, yes, people need a medical detox to do so, and I highly recommend they seek that proper help.
Excellent. I worked in the field myself for nearly 8 years up in Northern California, so I understand what you're saying. Now, I know recently you just memorialized your mother's 53rd anniversary of her suicide. Obviously, it was a traumatic event for you. I'm curious to know, because that was so traumatic, and I imagine that helped get you into the addiction that you had. Do you think a lot of people today who are going through addictions of one kind or another, drugs, alcohol, both, that a lot of it is being born out of psychological, emotional type of trauma?
100%. I think this is something that the field needs to really appreciate, and that's one of the things that I'm proud of Racing for Recovery. Our work that we do is we focus on the impact of trauma and how that is the catalyst that leads to people to self-destructing whatever form they want to do. It's not, heroin is not the problem, or food is not the problem. Those are the resources that are being used to cope. The problem is the trauma and pain from trauma. That is the place that we need to look at, understand, help people effectively, and then implement a balanced, holistic lifestyle that they enjoy living. If we all did that in the field, we would have a greater success.
Now, your organization is called Racing for Recovery. By the way, I'm talking to Todd Crandall with Racing for Recovery. And as part of this organization that you've created, why don't you tell me a little bit about it? But also, I know you offer the first of a kind live stream of weekly support group meetings for people who need it. I'd like you to tell me about that as well.
Well, when I started Racing for Recovery, it was after being in our local newspaper, the response of that article at the time, you know, I had done a couple of Ironman triathlons. I was a businessman. I started a family, and I had been sober for about 8 years at that time. The response was overwhelming, and I'll be honest with everybody. I believe I got a gift from God and my deceased mother that I was given my life's purpose, and that was to be of service to other people. And I formed Racing for Recovery to prevent this from happening in kids. And I wanted to show everybody that with sobriety, anything is possible. We have a unique support group meeting format in that we combine families with those suffering from addiction along with the community. That was a unique concept that we started in 2001. And yes, we then started to deliver that unique concept via our live stream support group meeting.
Now, there are a lot of people in our audience who are carnivores. They eat meat. And yet I know you promote the idea of a vegan lifestyle as part of your own personal recovery. Is that right?
That's correct. I found if we want to feel good, think well, and live well, we putting drugs and alcohol down is not the complete answer. Physical exercise, some form of spirituality, and definitely proper nutrition, those are paramount if we really want to live the way that people desire to live, but I don't think they really know what a healthy living lifestyle actually looks like, and food is paramount in that. Now, just like with people making a choice to drink or what form of religion or what they want to eat, those are all personal choices. I've just found that my nutritional intake over the past several years that has just been plant-based oriented has given me a new physical, emotional, and intellectual energy that I never thought I would have at 56 years of age.
Wow. So, but I just want to be clear for those who are committed to still remain eating meat or any other animal product, that they can still recover from addictions successfully as well.
100%. I'm not saying if you have a hamburger that you're going to choose to go back to drinking and drugging. However, I am saying if you really look at what that hamburger consists of and what's it doing to your body and how you feel after eating that, you may want to look at eating plants because it will enhance your sobriety. That's what I'm saying.
Now, if people want to get find out more about Racing for Recovery or possibly even become a part of a live stream support group meeting, how can they do that?
They can contact us via our website, racingforrecovery.org. We have a podcast called Ignite Euphoria on the Racing for Recovery YouTube channel. We're all over social media. Or you can call us, 419-824-8462. We are here to help everybody. We have recovery housing available, clinical counseling services. We're here to help, and I am honored to be able to do so.
Well, I respect what you've done. I salute you for not only overcoming the addiction that you did and remaining sober for all these years, but then reaching out, trying to help other people through this and doing something that no one's ever done before with this live stream weekly meetings for people who can't make it down for one reason or another. And you're helping a lot of people, and people have got to be grateful for it. Again, it's racingforrecovery.org, and that phone number once again is what, please?
419-824-8462.
Okay. Excellent. Well, listen, again, thank you very much for taking time to join us. I wish you the very best in your continued success and in continuing to help people overcome their particular addictions. So thank you very, very much, and I know we'll talk again sometime. Be well.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Todd Crandall joining us, Racing for Recovery. Want to find out more? Go to racingforrecovery.org, racingforrecovery.org. And we'll continue with much more after we check in with traffic and weather together here on Vegas at 8.